probably tell from my surname what my religious background is. But I want to say loud and clear to you tonight, Sheffield, I am proud of you. I'm proud of you because of the numbers you've turned out. I'm proud of you for standing up for injustices. And I'm proud of you for standing up against the president that's so out of touch. 50 years ago, this city gave a home to my grandfather, my uncle, and my father. This April, it'll be 40 years since I came here to join my father. And I have to say, this is one of the best cities to live in. And I can tell why, because of the turnout we've got today. And the reason is because we're against anything that Donald Trump stands up for. We're against discriminating against all squares of society, whether that's a religious group or whether it's countries. How on earth can you ban seven nations from entering your country? I understand there's an Iranian filmmaker who's due to go to the Oscars, but he's been banned. What's the logic behind it? And I'm amazed by our Prime Minister, and I call it our Prime Minister because she's elected to represent our entire country, although I suspect not many people around this city voted for her. But that she was asked three times last Sunday whether she was against the Donald Trump policy, and she did not answer the question. It was only a press release. And I just think there's an issue with someone's moral compass when they have to ask, be asked three times about an issue and they do not respond. And I have to say that tonight, Sheffield, Leeds, Preston, Plymouth, everywhere on Facebook, elsewhere, I can see that this country is saying no. And I think our Prime Minister has to heed that. We may well have a special relationship with America. Nobody is against that. But in that special relationship, we have to call things wrong when they are wrong. And I say banning an entire group of people, a religious group of people, and seven nations. And I'm told it possibly could be further. Other countries could be banned as well. Their citizens be banned from entering this entering America. I think that's wrong. Now, everything what we've got to do. Today I'm sharing a platform with my colleagues from the Labour Party and the Green Party. I represent the Liberal Democrats and Sheffield City Council. I don't think there's an issue here where we disagree. We may disagree with many others, but on this issue where there's clear discrimination. The thing that gets me up more angry than anything was last week. We in the Winter Gardens commemorated Holocaust Memorial Day. And Donald Trump chose that very day to announce his ill-thought-out, immoral, I would say downright racist policy that he was going to ban inside that day. I just think we all need to stand together and say, Donald Trump, we're against you and your policies, and we will be against your state visit. I'm sorry, we should not be... Thank you for the organisers and we ought to be together.